that it is the humans that come together in communion in network for the sole purpose of communing with humans, of creating community, tribe, support, is where the wealth is going to be building naturally.
Welcome to Wealth Embodied. Together, along with some amazing guests, we'll explore and tap into our innate abundance and have meaningful conversations about developing our ability to embody the vibration of wealth while also uncovering new ways to think, feel, and cultivate our relationship with money so we can live our lives wealthy and aligned. Let's welcome our host, Alara Sage.
Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Wealth Embodied, where we activate you in your wealth consciousness, your creative genius, and your visionary impact. I'm your host, Alara Sage. I am the Oracle of Wealth. I am also known as Shakti Ma, and I am a womb shaman. And I really am everything to do with how do we embody, how do we embrace, how do we create inexhaustible wealth? Wealth that consistently flows through us, wealth that we feel we trust, that we feel safe and secure with, and releasing, letting go of the hustle and the grind and the have to do in order to get. Today, I want to talk about network. It's well known that there is a statement that says your network is your net worth. And while I feel like we've been saying that for many years as humanity, I feel like we're at a precipice of taking that term to a whole nother level. Because the truth is that humanity has really been in third density consciousness. And third density consciousness is I am here and you are there and we are separate. And therefore, while it benefits me to help you as community, it doesn't necessarily, quote unquote, the belief, doesn't necessarily help me directly helping you. As we have been moving into fourth density consciousness, it is the remembrance that we are one, that we are not separate, that we are, even in the experience of separation, very intimately connected. And therefore, it's not about just helping other people because you're kind. It's not just about helping your community because it makes you feel good. It's a deeper remembrance that it's all the same. The other day, the mother came into my space and asked me to create a Facebook group called Mycelium. Now, she'd come into my space about 2 months ago. And I thought I was going to create, I actually did create a group then as well, but I didn't invite anybody. I didn't do anything with it. It was the first initial seed and it wasn't yet ready to grow. But when it came in the other day, the complexity of what she wanted to create was all there. And it was brilliant and magnificent. And it really is the representation of the mycelium. A system, a network that is underground. And the symbolism there is that it's not necessarily seen. We are interconnected. We are not separate, but it appears that we are separate. So just as the trees appear separate of each other, the mycelium is the network that connects them, that communicates between them, and actually shares nutrients and nourishment between the different beings and plants and structures, and supports in communication of challenge and difficulty. So in the plant realm, the mycelium is very much about communicating challenges that are happening, diseases, drought, these kinds of things, and communicating. And it actually is deeply intelligent and comes up with solutions to these issues, to these challenges, as a whole, as a one. So one tree that has a disease or an issue is not alone. The entire network works to support that tree. This is a whole nother level of networking. You know, I personally never enjoyed networking in the traditional sense of things, because a few networking events that I went to, it felt very superficial. It felt very much like everybody was just out there for themselves. They just wanted to tell you who they were and what they did and give you their card and make an impression on you. It didn't feel of presence. It didn't feel of intimacy, of engagement, of connection to me. I did make connections, but they were few and far between, most of. And of course, it's a general statement, right? But the generalized sense, the generalized experience was very surface level. So when the mother brought this to me the other day, she was showing me the depth of this creation and showing me what happens when women really get together in a space where A, they feel safe. They feel safe with the other women. And what does that mean? Well, for one, we're emotionally intelligent. We take responsibility for ourselves. We have boundaries. Because it oftentimes doesn't feel safe to be in places where people are not emotionally intelligent. They take everything personal. They react, they become triggered, and they want to make it all about you. Now, when you are emotionally intelligent, you don't make it about yourself, but it's still not fun. It's still not enjoyable. There's nothing delicious about that. Whereas when you're in a group of women who are emotionally intelligent, these deeper conversations can happen. People can be triggered and they take responsibility for themselves. And so there's a sense of safety there. There's a sense of openness already in that space. Like it's already embracing vulnerability. It's safe to be vulnerable. And two, that these women understand their own power, their own magic. They love and honor and rever who they are, and therefore have a higher capacity to see the magic in other women, to love and honor and rever other women. Now, a space like this is limitless because here wombs combine. And, you know, we speak, we understand that when women get together and they're hanging out a lot together, their cycles actually sync up. Just feel the profundity of that for just a moment. That women in physical presence with each other, their cycles sync up. They are moving through the rhythm of creation together as one. So this type of environment where we create connection at a deep level of love, groundedness, presence, emotional intelligence, self-responsibility, self-awareness, the women who are a part of this, they begin to move through creation together. Now, every single act that that woman takes individually is of the whole. She has the energy of the whole. There is more power. And, you know, of course, in the type of environment that the mother is having me create this mycelium, these women are entrepreneurs, visionaries, creatives, mystics. We are here to birth the new world into reality. And so they're all here for a similar cause, a similar mission, even if their genius, of course, is unique. And even if the flavor, so to speak, of that mission is slightly different. Mission is helping women with menopause. Mission is creating wealth. Mission is relationships, right? It's all headed towards the same goal of expansion, elevation of consciousness. So what happens is for this group of women, an increased magnetism occurs. Resources are being drawn to this space and to these women more and more. That's what's going to happen. I literally just started the group. Resources, which is wealth, is going to be drawn more and more to these women because they are creating a higher concentration of magnetism and feminine power. And this is where true collaboration really occurs, because one of my biggest, it wasn't really a pet peeve and an annoyance, but I would just say perhaps an awareness, something that I saw, was that a lot of these collaborations, quote unquote, that I saw being created in the community of spiritual business, etc., weren't really true collaborations. A lot of the groups that I've, you know, joined, where it says it's for networking and it says it's for empowering women, it has an underlying twang of different intention of the original creator. All beautiful, all perfect. And I deeply desired something else, and I know that other women do too. A space that truly is in co-collaboration, that the intention is not about raising one individual more than the other. So while I am seemingly creating this space, I don't see it that way, because I am really the vessel of the Great Mother. I feel that the Great Mother is creating the space. It's not about me. It's not about me. It's about all of us and what truly happens when we are building these relationships, and what truly happens when we come together, and what truly happens when we share our magic, our medicine with each other, and what truly happens when we receive from each other, and what truly happens when we're vulnerable with each other. My own personal experience, as I've been creating similar spaces like this, but just not a Facebook group, I've been creating events and containers and different ways of working with women in this way, is radical transformation. And again, high magnetism and a high degree of wealth, increase of wealth. And it feels good. When women join these types of experiences, it feels good, because how long have we longed for this type of connection and communion with each other? Once again, it's been generations of sisterhood wounds. But my conversation today, I didn't really necessarily want it to be so much about the group. I wanted it to be about this deeper opportunity for network, for connection, for what happens when you start to really place relationship above profit. There, I have interviewed a few, they were both men, on the podcast, who you could feel when they spoke about relationship that they meant it. Relationship was number one for them. Everything else happened from that place. And that's heart-centered. And so really what I wanted to speak about, I'm using the group as an example, and I'm using the group to open up to different layers of information and beauty here. But what I really wanted to express was that when we start to make relationship the keystone of our businesses, what that ultimately does is it increases the quality of our exchange. So if you've heard me speak, I've said that wealth is the art of exchange. And it is the quality of that exchange, the quality of receiving, the quality of giving, the quality of holding, that really equates to wealth. So as we explore, how do we network truly from our hearts? How do we network in a way of raising up the whole of humanity? This increases the frequency of those exchanges. And that comes back to us. Now, all of the energy that is going through our business, through this strengthened relationship, this interconnectedness, and goes out into the world and it comes back to us. So as an oracle, I can see very clearly how we are stepping into really understanding what it means to have a relationship in your business, really understanding what it means to network, to co-collaborate. And what it really means is, for one, being deeply, first and foremost, aware of your own intentions. Because we've been taught to pretend. We've been taught that, well, as long as you say that's what it is, it's good enough, but you don't have to actually be connected to what's going on in your body. The feelings, the sensations, the deeper frequencies that are occurring through your action. So being able to ask yourself, why am I doing this? And to honestly, 100% from your heart, be able to say that you are doing it to create relationship, to build connection, network, to enhance humanity at large, not from a place of martyr, not from a place of giving too much, having crystal clear boundaries, that your cup is always overfloweth first and foremost. And from that place, you are engaging in these relationships. You are engaging in these spaces. And what occurs from this is the cultivation of very beautiful support in your business and in your life. We don't have to do this alone anymore. One of the things I notice a lot with female entrepreneurs is they are very alone. They are very strong-willed and independent, myself included. And therefore, we tend to just naturally carry a lot ourselves. I've had to work with myself about delegating and handing off and allowing to be carried. So when we come into a network, a community of other women, of other strong women, powerful women, we feel met there. And then there's a beautiful opportunity to actually be served by each other. To not just be the one that is serving, but to be served. To not just be the one that is meeting everybody else, but to be met. To not just be the one that is holding everybody else, but to be held by other women. Because that's really, there's this magical thread of the feminine being held by the feminine. How it deepens us into our wombs, opens up our wombs. Opens up our wombs, opens up our connection to the Great Mother, allows us to be more in flow. So to take from this conversation is to recognize that moving forward, relationship above profit, relationship, networking, community, communion, where is this showing up in your business? And again, being really brutally honest here, because really, there's no point in doing any of this stuff if you're just going to lie to yourself. Are you creating relationship? Are you doing things, taking action, showing up simply to create relationship, simply to be in that space? Because if we're creating relationship to get something from it, it's not what we're speaking about here. Do you understand? As soon as we're creating relationships so that we can increase our net worth, we've lost the very essence of what I'm referring to in this conversation. the mother taught me this very well. When I would go out to her, because I knew that when I went out to her, I would download a lot of information. And so I started using her, and I started going out to her only when I needed something. And she slapped me, theoretically, symbolically, philosophically. And she showed me that that's what I was doing. And I realized that's what I was doing. So I started going out to her just to be with her. Period. Nothing needs to happen. Nothing needs to occur. Building the relationship with her in the presence of each other, period. That is it. So are you building relationship to build relationship, to further intimacy, to know people better, to love them, to support them? Do you feel like you have a space where you can do this, where you feel received? Do you feel like you have people in your life that you can do this with, that you can meet and be met by them, that you feel safe, that you feel they're emotionally intelligent? All of these things really matter. They really matter. So if you need that, I welcome you into the Facebook group, Mycelium. You can search it. Or you're welcome to reach out to me, info@alarasage.com. But again, this conversation isn't about my group. It's about how we're moving forward in humanity, and that wealth is going to continue to open up in this modality. That it is the humans that come together in communion, in network, for the sole purpose of communing with humans, of creating community, tribe, support, is where the wealth is going to be building naturally, very, very naturally. And the ways that this opens up for your business, opens up for you, opens up for others, it's a ripple effect that just doesn't stop. It doesn't lose its momentum. It doesn't fizzle out. And this is where we create radical change. You know, we always feel like we can't create radical change just by ourselves. Well, then this is how we do it. We come together. We remember that we are always more powerful together than we are alone. So we come in, we let ourselves be vulnerable. We let ourselves be met. We let ourselves be held. We go through the triggers that might arise. We go through the discomfort for those of us who are very powerful lone wolves, don't necessarily know how to be in community very deeply and intimately. We challenge ourselves there because the lone wolf era is over. The hierarchy is over. The single person of a legacy is over. It does not serve us anymore. We are coming together in a biorhythm, just like when women come together and sync. That is biorhythm, biorhythm, moving in rhythm with the bodies, moving in rhythm with nature, moving in rhythm with the universe. And, you know, the most beautiful thing that I personally have experienced through just a couple of days of creating this group is I don't have to carry it by myself. I'm always checking in when I'm creating long-term offers. Is this sustainable? Do I feel the aliveness to carry this offer long-term? Because that really matters to me. My aliveness is number one. And I used to, as a manifesting generator, want to dive in really hard with things and give, give, give. And then I would realize that it just wasn't sustainable. So I've learned to really sink into it and ask. And the most beautiful thing was, as I asked, is this sustainable for me to hold long-term? Because this is not a short-term thing. Was the awareness that I don't have to carry it myself. And think about that. business where we don't have to carry it ourselves, business where we aren't the sole one that is launching, that is creating the offers, that is whatever, that we're working as a community. And therefore, you can have your ebb states and you can have your retracted states and the traits where you are in the void and it continues. Money continues to flow because it's not based solely on you. This is the new era of wealth, you know, moving out of, we have this one job, this one thing. And if you don't show up for work or you get sick or you get injured, now your primary source of income is gone. But if we're working in a community, that's not the case. So this particular community, just to give you an idea, again, it's really not about this group, is, you know, going to be creating funds and everybody gets to be affiliates and get half the ticket price, etc. Like, this is what is being built. Because it's not about the money. It's about cultivating a very strong network of worth, of worthiness, of wealth, and letting it just naturally hold us, like the net beneath us that holds us. We just get to bounce on it like a trampoline and have fun. And it maintains its structure, but it remains flexible and fluid to our movements, to our joy, to our aliveness. That's profound, beautiful. So anywhere that you can align to something like this that you feel is in resonance to who you are and your, you know, values and what matters to you, the better. Because again, this is the new, this is one of the new ways that the new era of wealth is coming in. And as the oracle of wealth, I can see that. I feel it. And I it's so deeply nourishing. It's so deeply nourishing. So it's not even that it's what's going to happen and you got to jump on the train. It's nourishing, supportive, loving. Contemplate that in your business. Contemplate that in your life. Contemplate even outside of your business, where do you have that? Where do you have that set up? Where do you already have these networks? Even if they're just, you know, really great friends, like these networks, these living ecosystems, give them your love, give them your attention, grow them simply through your presence to them, and be curious as to what arises. Much love.
Thank you for being a part of Wealth Embodied. As you experience each new day, we want you to feel that you are capable of tapping into your innate abundance and living your life wealthy and aligned. If you want to be invited to the next episode, just subscribe to our podcast. And if you need more information in the meantime, go to alarasage.com.